And we turn now to the Middle East, where Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah have been trading strikes today.
For that and the day's other headlines, we turn now to our William Brangham in our Washington studio. William?
Thanks, Jeff and Amna. Hezbollah fired more than 50 rockets towards Israel today, some causing damage in the Israeli-annexed Golan Heights. Israel's ambulance service reported the projectiles hit several private homes and injured one person, causing alarm among community members.
Some of the residents want to leave. Others are patriots who want to stay. But it cannot continue this way. Every sound of a door shutting makes us think it's a boom. This time, it wasn't a door, but a serious boom that cost us a lot.
Hezbollah says the barrage was in response to Israeli airstrikes deep inside Lebanon. Residents of one Lebanese village held a funeral today for a man they say was killed in an Israeli attack. It comes a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with mediators in the region to push a proposal aimed at bridging the gaps in the Gaza ceasefire talks. Egyptian officials reportedly expressed skepticism today that Hamas would in fact accept that proposal. Talks are expected to resume in Cairo tomorrow. Health authorities in Congo say they've recorded more than 1,000 Mpox cases in the last week amid an urgent need for vaccines. Congo accounts for more than 90% of the cases reported in Africa so far this year. Last week, the WHO classified the outbreak as a global health emergency. African officials say Western nations and Japan have pledged several hundred thousand vaccine doses, but Congo's health minister says the country alone needs some 3 million doses to control the outbreak. In Italy, divers found 5 more bodies while searching the luxury yacht that sank off the coast of Sicily on Monday. Recovery crews unloaded body bags from a rescue vessel in Porticello. They're still searching for one final missing person. 15 other passengers and crew escaped in a lifeboat and were rescued. Authorities say they believe the British flag Bayesian, seen here in file video, was struck by a tornado on the water, which is known as a waterspout. But questions remain as to why the yacht sank so quickly. Russian officials say that Ukraine launched one of its largest drone attacks on Moscow last night since Russia's invasion in 2022. Russia claims to have struck down 45 drones, including 11 over Moscow itself. There has been no independent verification of those figures. That comes as Ukraine digs in to defend the city of Pokrovsk in eastern Ukraine from Russian advances. Its capture would be an important victory for Russia as Ukraine pushes forward with its own incursion further north in Russia's Kursk region. In Moscow today, a foreign ministry spokesperson said Ukraine's military advances there undermine any chances for peace talks.
Who will negotiate with them after this, after the atrocities, the terror that they are committing against peaceful residents, the civilian population, civilian infrastructure, and peaceful facilities?
Ukraine's military claims to have taken nearly 500 square miles in Kursk since it first entered Russian territory earlier this month. Back here in the U.S., the economy added far fewer jobs last year and into 2024 than previously reported. In its revised data out today, the Labor Department said that there were 818,000 fewer jobs created between April of last year and this March. That's an average of 174,000 jobs per month, far fewer than the 242,000 that was initially reported. This downgrade follows a disappointing report last month and comes as the U.S. Federal Reserve considers whether to cut interest rates next month. On Wall Street today, stocks ended slightly higher after the Fed raised hopes of an interest rate cut next month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 55 points, inching closer to the 41,000-point level. The Nasdaq tacked on more than 100 points for a 9th win in 10 sessions. The S&P 500 also ended higher on the day. And we have two passings of note. New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell Jr. died earlier this morning. The 14-term Democrat was a fixture of his hometown of Paterson, where he had served as mayor before running for Congress in 1996. Pascrell was a longtime advocate for emergency responders and sat on the powerful House Ways and Means Committee. No cause of death has been announced, but he had been in and out of the hospital for months. Congressman Bill Pascrell was 87 years old. Also today, NBA Hall of Famer Al Attles has died. As one of the first black head coaches in the league, Attles led the Golden State Warriors to a championship in 1975. Attles, seen here defending a pass in 1963, was known as the Destroyer for his particularly physical style of play. He spent six decades with the Warriors as a player, a general manager, and team ambassador. It is the longest stint by a player with the same franchise in NBA history. Al Attles was 87 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, on the ground in the West Bank, where hardliners are building more Israeli settlements in violation of international law.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.